From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi Kurds overwhelmingly vote yes for independence. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Wednesday demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled, calling it unconstitutional. Final results showed nearly 93% voted yes to independence. Hindrin Mohammed, the head of the Independent High Elections and Referendum Commission, congratulated voters on the success of the process. Turnout exceeded 72%, but former Ambassador David Mack, a scholar at the Middle East Institute, said vote totals were much higher in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyah.
People I have talked to say that the turnout was much lower in Sulaymaniyah. So that's an important factor that needs to be reflected in the analysis on this.
Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad on eventual secession. Turkey and Iran, which have substantial Kurdish populations, also denounced the vote. Human Rights Watch has accused Cameroon of forcibly deporting Nigerians who have fled Boko Haram insurgent violence. Jerry Simpson leads the group of Refugee Rights Program.
In our report, we have found that the Cameroonian military has been aggressively intercepting and screening Nigerian asylum seekers as they reach remote border areas in Cameroon, torturing people, accusing them of being members of Boko Haram, including women being Boko Haram wives, otherwise assaulting them, making their lives miserable while they trap them in these remote border areas and then violently deporting them back to Nigeria.
Cameroonian authorities have denied the allegation. This is VOA News. Sometimes laughter is the best medicine, even amidst the wreckage of Puerto Rico, as various agencies, including from the U.S. federal government, pass out relief supplies to people still struggling from the devastation of Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Puerto Rican officials grappling with recovery efforts from two powerful back-to-back storms are calling on Washington to lift a ban on foreign shipping between U.S. ports as a way to alleviate fuel, food, water, and medical supply shortages on the Caribbean island. Ricardo Rossello is the U.S. territory's governor.
It was a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane right after another Category 4, Category 5 hurricane. It was a complete devastation across the board in Puerto Rico that really limited our resources and limited our capabilities.
Despite the presence of federal disaster relief officials and the U.S. military, the island of 3.4 million continues to go largely without power. Representatives from Twitter are due to speak today with members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in connection with the ongoing probes into Russian meddling in last year's U.S. elections. The closed-door sessions follow similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the U.S. aided in targeting content to certain users. The Trump administration Wednesday proposed admitting no more than 45,000 refugees next year as a security measure. It is the lowest number proposed since the U.S. refugee admission system was established in 1980. Administration officials said Homeland Security is increasingly turning its attention to a backlog of nearly 300,000 people in the U.S. seeking asylum. Militants in Afghanistan used rockets and mortars to attack Kabul's international airport Wednesday, hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived. The assault was claimed by both the Taliban and Islamic State. Mattis, who helped devise a new U.S. strategy in the country, met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and said militants could not hope for a military victory. Also visiting Afghanistan is NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg.
The attack on the airport is a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. To attack a civilian airport is a criminal act, is a terrorist act, and it just shows the importance of fighting these kind of organizations in Afghanistan.
Thursday, at least 12 Afghan security personnel were killed when a suicide attacker blew himself up in the southern province of Kandahar. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.